Welcome to the Doge's palace, and to the strange, brilliant story of a city that ruled the seas without ever crowning a king. For 1,000 years, this was the center of the Venetian Republic, not just a palace, but the whole machinery of a state, the home of the Doge, the chamber of its great council, the courts that judged its enemies, even the prisons that held them. Venice had no monarch. It was run by its merchant families, and everything they were, proud, secretive, fabulously rich, is written into these walls in gold. Look first at the building itself. That airy facade of pink and white, resting on 2 tiers of pointed arches, is one of the great achievements of Venetian Gothic. It looks almost too delicate to stand, as if the solid part of the palace were floating on lace. Its origins go back to the 9th century, but what you see took shape across the 13 and 1400s, with a Renaissance courtyard added later, and careful rebuilding after great fires in 1574 and 1577. Now, the route inside. You'll climb from the courtyard up the ceremonial golden staircase, the Scala d'Oro, its vault crusted with gilded stucco, the staircase reserved for the most honored guests. From there you pass through the Doge's apartments and a sequence of council chambers, each one a deliberate display of the Republic's wealth and confidence. And then you reach the room that stops everyone in their tracks, the Chamber of the Great Council. It is vast, one of the largest rooms in all of Europe when it was built, because here the whole governing assembly of Venice met, sometimes 2,000 noblemen at once. Walk to the far wall, behind where the Doge's throne once stood, and look up at Tintoretto's Paradise. It is widely held to be the largest painting on canvas in the world, a swirling, crowded vision of heaven, hundreds of figures rising toward the light. Take a moment with it. Photographs never do it justice. From the splendor of power, the route turns to its shadow. You'll cross the enclosed Bridge of Sighs, that small white bridge you may have already seen from the canal outside. It links the palace to the new prisons, and the legend goes that prisoners, glimpsing the lagoon one last time through its little stone windows, would sigh as they were led to the cells. Whether or not the story is true, the moment is unforgettable. Don't rush the rest. The armory holds centuries of Venetian weapons and armor. The institutional chambers are hung with works by Veronese and the masters of the Venetian school. Give the whole palace 2 to 3 hours, it rewards a slow eye. And remember, your ticket is more generous than it looks. The St. Mark's Square Museum's ticket also opens 3 more collections nearby. The Correr Museum, just across the square, the National Archaeological Museum, and the Great Halls of the Marciana Library. After your first visit, it stays valid for the others for 3 months, so you can spread them across your trip. So take your time today. Stand in the Great Chamber, where a republic once debated its empire. Cross the bridge, the prisoners crossed. And when you step back out onto the Piazzetta, into the noise of St. Mark's Square, you'll see Venice a little differently, as the capital it once was. Enjoy the Doge's Palace.